Thank you for tapping in to Her Lesbian Lifestyle, and I am your host, Rhonda Jacina. So hey girl, hey, I hope everyone is doing well. I have decided just to do a little second introduction of myself and my life and what my podcast will represent. So as you can read the title, Her Lesbian Lifestyle. I came up with that platform for my podcast because that represents me and my lifestyle. I'm a lesbian. I have 3 children. I am married to a beautiful woman that I love dearly. We have a grandson. We have a business. We both work full time. Basically, we are on our shit. We've been together 5 years strong and we have a lifetime to go. So I wanted to make this podcast more about women in general, being lesbian and hustling and really having a successful relationship or a successful marriage. At times when you think of lesbians, you think of, oh wow, the 2 women, or can they bring a man in, or it's never took serious. And me and my wife, we take our relationship and we take our family very serious. And half of the shit that a man and a woman have, we have times 2 of that. And I'm not saying, oh, jump off and be with a lesbian. No, I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is, it is possible to be married to a woman and have your life together and be happy and live successfully and be bosses. And so that's what I want my page to be about. I want to vlog / story time / happy times, sad times, in between times. How the kids feel about it, that could be another podcast. I want to share my everyday life with you, the ups and the downs, because nothing is never in cement, and we have our ups and downs. So just because I'm married to a woman, we still have everyday problems. We still have everyday happiness, and we still have an everyday struggle. And the key to me having a successful marriage to a woman is communication. She wasn't my first relationship. I've been in and out of relationships, and that's kind of what a lesbian relationship is usually about. You don't hear too many lesbians getting married and staying married. So the key for me is to stay married to the same person. My life prior to that, I was with my kid's father. We had 3 beautiful kids together, and he had to really adjust to me being married to a woman now. We've had 3 beautiful kids. We were married, me and him. I was not living my truth. I was not living for Rhonda. I was living for everybody else. I was trying to make everybody else happy. But deep down inside, I knew that I was a lesbian. I knew that when I look at women, I have an attraction to them. And I needed to live my best life. And so in order for me to do that, I had to be transparent and let him know that, hey, let's get a divorce because this is not what I am. This is not where my happiness lies. So it took a while to get to where we're at now. Now he can understand that I am in a marriage and I am living my best life. We take family vacations together. We do things together and we're respectful, all of us, to each other for our kids. The most important thing is our kids. So I wanted to share that with you. When you're seriously embedded in a relationship and in a marriage, you have to be respectful to every party that's involved, including yourself, your kids, the dog, the baby, whatever, you know. So I will bring other lesbians on here for guest speakers, and my wife will drop in every now and then. And I live a beautiful life. This is the life that I have designed for myself. And I've always known as a little girl that this is going to be my life. This is how I want my life to be. This is how I want my life to be set up. And I'm here today, a successful African-American Black woman. That's an entrepreneur that has a business, that works a full-time job. That's a first responder. Me and my wife work at a hospital. We have 3 beautiful children that's grown, my oldest. We have a 21-year-old, a 16-year-old, and a 15-year-old. And my daughter, she's the oldest. She's a 21-year-old, and she has a 1-year-old son. So we live in a 5-bedroom house, all of us. So you can imagine, we are like the lesbians of California. That's what I can say. It's hectic. It's a lot of love, but it's a hectic household. And I'm not going to say it is peaches and cream every day. No. I go through stuff. She goes through things. But it's the love overrides everything. The respect overrides everything. So I wanted to share that with you guys. I have changed my podcast name about 4 different times now. And I have came up with sharing my life with you and not giving a fuck what people think about me in my life. This is me. This is who I am. This is her, baby. She is here. So stay tuned. Bye.